Hello, Robbie James here. This is a special bonus podcast episode of Pompey Live brought to you by Aquacars. After Pompey's dismal 3-0 defeat away at Bolton on Saturday, I spoke to Dean Adams, broadcast journalist and Pompey scout, Jace Adler of Pompey Women, and of course our very own Matt Drabble about who should be the next Pompey manager.
All the unmissable action.
This is Pompey Live on Express FM with Aquacar.
Let's just go through. I want to go through a couple of the candidates that are sort of getting the bookies' favourites at the moment. I know it's all quite speculative and it's quite unsure, but I want to go through three names with you all. But can we just, first things first, Jay, let's just come to you. Explain to us how important it is that this managerial appointment is made soon, not just for, I suppose, performances, but more than anything for everyone's sanity.
Yeah, I think they need a little bit of continuity. However, it's easier said than done to say what they need to obviously get a head coach in as soon as possible, but it has to be the right head coach. So obviously, Richard Hughes and Andy Cullen will do their due diligence with a number of people that they would have obviously shortlisted. Obviously, Portsmouth being a massive football club, there'll be plenty of applications for the first team. So it's about ciphering through that, picking out what's going to fit the mold. Because at the end of the day, they've got a new model in place now, which has obviously seen signings coming in under Richard Hughes, etc. So they have to fit with the mold. They have to have an ideology that represents the identity of the football club. And then they can trim it down, and then it's all down to final all the personal terms with agents and stuff. And these things can go on for time. So as Pompey want to obviously appoint the right person, and it's not necessarily the best, but they need to appoint the right person that's going to fit the mould. But obviously, time is of the essence.
Let's start with Chris Wilder then, sort of one of the biggest names, I suppose, that's been banded around at the moment. Sacked from Middlesbrough last year, won two promotions in 3 years with Sheffield United, of course, took them to the Premier League. And Dean, maybe we start with you with this one. Is it too simplistic to say, oh, he's taken a side to the Premier League, he'd be a good fit?
I think he'd be a brilliant fit. And I've thought that over the last few years. He did well at Northampton, Oxford, and he's a good experienced manager. And I think Pompey as a club at the moment and the position they're in, we need a manager that's going to come in and have that respect straight away. You want that manager that's going to come in and the dressing room falls silent. I believe we need a manager and not a head coach. I know the head coach is the right way to go long term because the director of football or the sporting director will bring in players for the club for when managers move on. But I believe we need an old-fashioned manager, and we're talking the Chris Wilders, the Neil Warnocks, the Harry Redknapps, who have all actually come out and said they're potentially interested. We need a manager to come in, sort this out, steady the ship, and demand some respect. Because at the moment, this isn't working. If a head coach comes in, someone like Liam Manning, I don't think he's going to demand the respect from the players at the moment. He's going to have to, whoever comes in is going to have the same players. And we need that manager to come in. And it has to be a manager and not a head coach.
Not what the club are saying, though, Matt Drabble. They're saying that they want a head coach, someone to work under Richard Hughes.
That would be my greatest concern with Chris Wilder. I think it's already a big ask for him to drop down to the level of Portsmouth, having very recently managed in the Premier League. Then you have to ask him to essentially not be in charge of the transfer market, not necessarily be fully in charge of player recruitment, which is something he's been given freedom to do throughout his career. He'll be playing sort of that role under Hughes and Cullen. And that is my concern with Chris Wilder. I completely agree with what Dean said. If you want a manager to come in and command respect straight away, immediately give that kick up the backside that the fans are looking for, understand the size of the club, the size of the task, I think it would be, you know, Wilder every day and twice on Sundays. I think the issue is it's already not the most attractive proposition for him because he has to drop down to a level he hasn't managed at since he left Northampton. Of course, he started with Sheffield United in League One. And then not only that, you have to ask him essentially to give up some of the responsibilities he's been used to having full freedom over.
Therefore, I suppose the biggest question, Jay Sadler, is, and adding those two things together, is it realistic?
That's the million-dollar question, really, isn't it? At the end of the day, I completely understand what they're saying in terms of needing to command respect. And I think automatically, if you've got someone who comes into the dressing room with a name, with a reputation, And you look at other clubs and how they're kind of operating too. I look at Middlesbrough, they're operating with a head coach, Michael Carrick. You look at Ipswich, they're operating with a head coach with McKenna, and Fleetwood are, and Bristol Rovers are. But we're talking about Portsmouth Football Club. We're talking about a club with high expectations and a fan base that, when things are going well, is one of the best places to be. And when things aren't going well, you need thick skin and you need to be able to take it. And I understand what Dean was saying about Liam Manning. I think you look at his record and what he's done in the game and how he plays the football. It's great football. But right now, with where Pompey are at, you do need someone who's going to come in and dig deep and get them sure at the back first and foremost, stop them leaking goals, and then have the pattern going forward. And when you watch Liam Manning, it's beautiful football. Don't get me wrong. Some of the football he played at MK Dons and even in his time at Lommel and New York, it's brilliant. But the name, I'm going to put a name, I really like the sound of Ian Foster. I know it doesn't necessarily fit the mold in terms of the Wilder kind of standard. He was an assistant manager under Paul Cook. He knows the football club. He's in the England setup. He's worked with top elite level players. And in the time I've met him when I was on my A license, you don't want to mess with him. You don't want to mess with him. He's a hard-faced guy. He knows exactly what he wants. He's worked with some fantastic people. And he's another name that we need to be talking about too.
Well done you, Jay. You mentioned the two other candidates that we were going to talk about in the next few minutes. So I don't know. Let's go on to Ian Foster then. 46 years old. First team coach, of course, at Pompey. Be under Paul Cook between 2015 and 17. Dean, let's go back to you. Is it ambitious enough?
No, I've seen some of Ian Foster's football and he plays great football. So does Liam Manning. But if we switch back to Liam Manning, he got the sack at MK Dons when they were 23rd in the league and they just lost at home to Fleetwood. Is that going to inspire the players? I don't think so.
But if you look at every manager when they end their spell at a club, it's generally in bad circumstances though, no?
Yeah, potentially. Swindon's manager left this week. They won 5-0 today. He went to Crawley, which was seems a backward step. So I don't know. I'm going to throw another name out there. I spoke to a friend today and we spoke about a name who was Kenny Jackett's best friend and he was always at Fratton Park and he was helping out on the training ground. He was a former England international, hard as nails, and commands respect. And he's a good coach. Stuart Pearce.
Matt Drabble.
I mean, Stuart Pearce is not a name I'd particularly associate with the Portsmouth job, to be honest.
I know, that's why I threw it straight to you.
Yeah. I mean, I think you know my stance, probably from chats you've had off there. I'm sort of in the same boat as Jay. And you look at the way other clubs are structured, yes. Ideally, if you get someone that has a brilliant managerial record, command respect, you take them. Portsmouth aren't going to track your members. You have to think outside the box. I'm looking, for me personally, more at the head coach, the younger style, something that will give us an advantage, a different edge. Stuart Pearce hasn't managed a club team since 2015, and that didn't exactly go brilliantly. There's nothing for us before then. You know, bounced around, caretaker, dogs. He took charge of the Great Britain team at the Olympics. That was a bit of a disaster. Yes, I think the thing Stuart Pearce has is he has that kick up the backside back there. He has the ability to deal with the pressure. I mean, look at his penalty in the Euros. No one knows much like Stuart Pearce, but not for me. That's not a name that I particularly would like. I think if what we're hearing about the budget and everything is true, then Portsmouth can't expect to compete in the traditional sense because we'll always finish around equal to that budget. We have to do something to think outside the box to give us an advantage, to give us an edge. I look at the examples of different scenarios I understand, but Brighton and Brentford in the Premier League, they're never going to compete in the traditional sense. So those two clubs have thought outside the box, whether it be Brentford with their Danish scouting network and their partnership with Michelin, or Brighton with Union Saint-Gilloise, the partnership with the team in Belgium. They think outside the box, and that's allowed them to outperform their budgets and their expectations. So I think Portsmouth need to go for a young coach that will give us an edge and advantage. And, you know, the name that Jay mentioned, Ian Foster, is the name, given the relatively small list of candidates that are willing to take this job and that are of the level Portsmouth need, that I would consider. I think that the fact that he had experience under Paul Cook with this football club, immediately he ticks boxes with knowing what to say to the fans. And I don't mean to patronise Portsmouth fans, but just telling Portsmouth fans that they're a massive club and the best fans in the world, that buys you 2 months at Portsmouth at least, because the fans love that sort of thing. He'll be able to tick all those boxes. having been here with Paul Cook. His record with England under-18s was immaculate, 7 wins, 2 draws from the 9 games. And I think, you know, he also understands the pressure having managed England youth sides throughout major tournaments, the FA coaching tree as well. You know, the style of football, you know, will be consistent.
Maybe Dean and Jay can pick up on this a bit more, but tell us how... Does it translate? We've mentioned Ian Foster there. We've mentioned Stuart Pearce. Both people, I know Ian Foster had time at Pompey, and Stuart Pearce has had time elsewhere. But that coaching you do with England underage sides, etc., how much can it actually translate into coaching in the EFL and coming into a Pompey side that, as we just found out today, 1 win in 14? It's a huge change, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, no, it is a huge change because it's a different environment. You're working at St George's Park for Ian Foster with the elite level players on the 19s and under 20s level. But you are still out on the pitch coaching. And this is the difference between a head coach and a manager. The head coach will work closely with recruitment and identify players together which will fit the mold. But majority of the time, you're on the pitch. When you're on the pitch, you can manage from afar and you can delegate and you can get the best coaches in to try and support your coaching network. But when you're actually out on the grass coaching, as we see Michael Carrick here and McKenna, they're all doing, they're out on the grass. They've got their own ideologies in their mind, on their paper, and they want to translate it out onto the pitch. And when you look at, say, someone like Liam Manning, who I completely understand where Dean's come from in terms of underwhelming. But this is a Liam Manning that got MK Dons the third. They finished above Sheffield Wednesday, Sunderland and Ipswich and Portsmouth and Bolton, scoring 78 goals. They played some fantastic football. I understand he had some really good players, and then this season they've sold nearly £5 million worth of players and Scott Twine, Harry Darling, etc. So you take the best pieces out, good luck trying to fit the puzzle. But he's got an ideology that suits. But then again, you've got to give the context. And that's what I think Dean's alluding to, is this: the context right now. Pompey are on a downward trajectory and they need someone to stabilise. So do you go with a Liam Manning, Ian Foster? And then the question marks, who do you bring in as your number two? Because you need someone who's going to come in and give this group of players home truths.
Yeah, I agree with what Jay's saying. I'm not against Liam Manning. The football he played last season was superb. It was excellent. But the biggest worry, at the end of the day, whoever comes in has got less than 2 weeks left of the window. So are we going to replace the players we've got? No, that isn't going to happen. We may have one or two new additions. So whoever does come in has got to have that immediate instant impact to change the players. So, yeah, you do need a good young head coach that can look at the defensive problems we had today. We need a new head coach to come in and sort this side out. But on the other flip side, you do need that character that can come in and demand that instant respect so things do change. So there is an upward turn. It's the first time this season I've actually looked at the league table and looked downwards and not upwards.
Right, we're going to have to end this chat because we're going to have to hear from interim head coach Simon Bassey before too long. So I will end with asking you the million-pound question. If there's one name, who is it that you're bringing in? Let's start with Matt Drabble.
For me, looking at, if we talk about the three names you've given me, and I haven't
doesn't have to be one of those three names.
Well, I mean, it goes against what the club said, but I sort of take aspects of what Jay said and aspects of what else has been said, and think that an experienced manager to the end of the season to solidify us, and then the young coach a whole summer. So on that basis, I'd have Ian Foster, and then he'd have the whole summer. I don't really see the benefit of bringing in a young coach halfway through a season with a club, with a group of players that look a little bit disinterested. I don't see what there's to gain from that, but that's the approach the club want, is they want someone now. But yeah, I would say, in a dream world, you know, an experienced manager at the end of the season and then a young coach in the summer. But Ian Foster would be my coach in the summer.
And in maybe a quarter of the time that Matt Drabble gave us his answer to us, Dean, who would you go for?
In short, I'd go Neil Warnock for now and Darryl Clark at Port Vale for the summer.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jay.
Well, my view, not of the view of my employer, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm throwing everything you can to get Wilder in. I genuinely am throwing the book at him. If I can't, then I'm looking at Ian Foster.
All the unmissable action.
This is Pompey Live on Express FM with Aquacar.